أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين صدق الله العظيم. Today we discuss verses number 135 and 136 of Surah Al-Imran, continuation of أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Who are the muttaqeen? The first category of muttaqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala described those who spend in prosperity and adversity, and they are those that repress and suppress their anger, forgive mankind. The second category of muttaqeen are those people, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, and those people that when they commit fahisha, any acts of open immodesty, promiscuity, or ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or they wrong themselves, or any other kind of sins. Some have narrated that an incident had taken place in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a particular person who used to sell dates had in error, when a woman had come to purchase dates, he had been overcome by his desire, he succumbed to his own desire, and he went forth towards this woman, and in doing so, he realized thereafter that he had wronged, he had committed an act of indecency. And then immediately he approached our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on approaching Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed this verse and the verse that followed. When this verse was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that shaitan began to make a screeching sound, and then he began to throw sand upon himself, in other words, to indicate and show absolute and total destruction. At the screeching sound, the little shayateen had gathered around shaitan to inquire what had happened. So then he began to say that whatever efforts we have been making, this verse has now given hope to all those that we had caused loss, that we would deviate people, but obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive. Then they began to say to him, no, we will deviate people in such a manner that we will bring them to ahwa. In other words, we will create within them such passions and such desires that will be so deep rooted, there will be no U-turn. They will not make tawbah. They will not make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will see what they are doing as right, and they will then continue and they will pursue. In other words, they will go beyond all bounds and all limitations. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these individuals, that they may have committed acts of promiscuity, immodesty. They may have wronged themselves. They may have sinned. But all of it put together, ذَكَرُوا, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they realize that they have done wrong. They remember their commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And immediately on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ, then they seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya fastaghfaru lidhunubihim is not a verbal expression of their forgiveness, But it means that they seek forgiveness by going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance and making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is here that Rabia Adawiya used to say that the istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin. Our istighfar is in need of istighfar. That when we make istighfar to Allah Ta'ala, we do it in such a pathetic and lethargic way that the istighfar in itself is in need of another istighfar. It is such a sin that we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for istighfar again because of such a pathetic and lethargic istighfar. So it is not that type of istighfar, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to an istighfar that where a person goes forth and he seeks, he repents to Allah Ta'ala, there is absolute regret in the heart of that individual, then he petitions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never commit this sin again. And in that way, the person removes all the leisure and the pleasure of that sin from the heart. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who would forgive sins besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Some commentators have expressed that this person knows in his heart that there is none that forgives sins besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And such is the beauty of Islam. Unlike Christianity, that a person would go to a priest in privacy and there is this whole act of confession that one would have to confess to a priest and pay a certain amount of money. No, that is not Islam. One goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeks forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzat, and there is none that forgives but Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, insan, even if insan forgives, insan would never forget. And insan does not only not forget, but insan will continue to remind, and that reminder is ever recurring. But Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala is such that Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala forgives. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not persist upon what they do whilst they know. They do not persist in the way. Hafidh ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh has a lengthy narration in his compilation that there is a person that he goes and he commits a sin, and then he goes towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking forgiveness from Allah ta'ala, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. And then again he makes an error, he makes a slip, and then he goes back to Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala, and again he seeks from Allah Rabbul Izzat and he seeks forgiveness, and Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala once again forgives him, and this person continues his life, and again he makes a mistake, he commits a sin, and again he turns towards Allah ta'ala knowing very well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, and again Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala forgives. So وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. That these people do not persist, in other words, they do not persist without making tawbah, that if they commit the sin once again, then they would go forth and they would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such are these individuals of muttaqin. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ. Then such are these individuals, their jaza is مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, from the Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They will remain in it forever. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And how excellent is the ajr, is the reward of the amilin, of those who work, of those who practice, of course, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a very beautiful way, Allah tabarakahu wa ta'ala has completed both these verses to show both the categories of individuals. The first category, Allah ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. The first category, Allah ta'ala showers them with his muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala does not speak about ajr, because when there is muhabbat, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then that is all that they require, is the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Ajr and everything else will come in it. And here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala does two things. Allah Ta'ala says there is ajr, and Allah Ta'ala calls them amilin, that they are the ones that practice. In other words, they are of the lower category. So Allah Tabaraka Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability of becoming the muttaqeen, those servants of Allah Ta'ala that become conscious of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.